Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture, checking market analysis now. The weather story driving markets as bearish news coming out of the crop report. Way ahead of schedule planting progress. Beneficial rains have stopped planting in many areas of the country and introduced some disease. Naomi Bloom of Total Farm Marketing.
Crop progress ratings. The good to excellent category slid a little bit into the fair, not like a really big deal, but people keeping an eye on the Kansas wheat crop and the disease that's there, people seeing now how rainy and wet it is in other growing regions of wheat country, so now they're going to be concerned a little bit about quality. We saw Saudi Arabia with a very large wheat purchase, and so while the United States maybe wasn't part of that, in general, we're seeing these other countries step up with big buying as they recognize bargain prices for wheat. Plus, we still have a lot of growing season to get through for the Northern Hemisphere, and we had some technical buying as well, so kind of a combination of factors. Corn, I think, starting also to wake up because of the value that's there as the price is so cheap. And also, we're starting to now see weather premium go back into the marketplace. So even though the U.S. crop is 78% planted, people are aware that what is not planted might not get planted for a while with all this rain that's come through. And now there's, I think, two or three different weather groups that are all agreeing that it is going to be a parched July and August. So we're starting to see weather premium come back to the marketplace. We're also seeing old crop exports for corn still strong. So hopefully we'll see that as bigger demand on the June WASDE, which should bring down ending stocks, which means that new crop carry-in would be smaller as well. So corn's starting to wake up. This is that time of year.
Yeah.
Seasonally, corn and soybeans have a tendency to find their summer high between Mother's Day and Father's Day. And obviously with Mother's Day behind us and prices low, it finally feels like we're getting that seasonal rally to pick up some steam. North Dakota is 69% planted, and now with this rain that's come through, and with Minnesota, 92% planted on corn, but there is some risk that the rest of that crop is going to be a little bit delayed getting into the ground. So nice to see some weather premium come back into play, but we are definitely going to be keeping an eye on the weather.
Let's get the technical analysis now. Brian Splitt, AgMarket.net on AgriTalk.
A lot of factors. It's always hard to pinpoint, you know, which one was it. It's probably all the above, but you've got a lot of hot temperatures in China. I think that was something you guys didn't mention. The dollar, you talked about that. This is actually the first time that July KC wheat, so the new crop contract, has closed above the 20-day moving average. You'd have to go back to March 21st. So it's been a couple months. I think that was a good technical indicator. We're above the 10-day, now above the 20-day. Really, I think the rubber hits the road at 550 on KC wheat. You get above that, we should go right back to 585, 590. The funds are very short. They're short HRW, SRW, spring wheat. They're short the French Matif wheat. So all classes across the board. I think if there's a short covering event, we could see some pretty good values here over the next 30 to 60 days, which might coincide seasonally with a nice rally in corn and soybeans. I think you've really got to get July corn back over the 200-day and take out those highs that were made on May 7th. We just got to get through 460 in order to turn the technical picture to positive. These corn, we revisited the report day high. That was May 12th at 449 and three quarters. Today's high is 449 and a quarter. 200-day and the 50-day are right there. There's going to be another layer of resistance around 460. So I think the long-term downtrend is going to come in around 470 as we get into about mid-June. And that's where if we start getting into mid-June and I looked at 30-day temperature or not precip anomalies, and it's going to be dry for the month of June. So hopefully we get some excitement going here.
But we got a break coming up. Naomi Bloom, what are you going to be watching over the Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, for the grain markets, it probably will be quiet. We're going to keep an eye on the ethanol production numbers tomorrow for the weekly report. We'll look to see what Thursday morning export sales are. I would imagine we're going to see some position squaring heading into the holiday weekend with markets closed on Monday. There is a cattle on feed report on Friday after the close, and then we'll be wanting to see what can happen in Washington, D.C. with the big, beautiful bill, along with some different trade negotiations that are potentially going on. So it feels like there's a lot of little things that'll be festering. But ultimately, for agriculture, what we're going to be watching is the weather.
Naomi Bloom, Total Farm Marketing by Stuart Peterson on Farm Talk yesterday. This is Inside Agriculture. We're taking a break for the weather.